What's up, music producer?
What is that? We are back. Boom.
Coming out shooting.
That's right.
Hope y'all are doing good.
It's been a little bit minute.
It's been a little minute. Ray was traveling a few weeks ago.
That's right.
Last week I had issues with my throat.
Mom got sick.
I was like, Ray, I'm texting you this because my throat is not functioning right now.
I was like, hey, well, do you want to talk? No, we need a text.
I'm communicating. Yeah, so hopefully y'all are doing, you're healthy.
That's right.
Hopefully you're doing the healthy.
Yeah.
Hopefully you guys are doing good. Thank you all for tuning in.
And if you're traveling, thanks for tuning in as well.
If you're traveling, don't do the video version. Just listen to the audio.
That's right.
Unless someone else is driving.
Yeah, there you go.
And you can watch it.
Yeah.
This episode, we're going to talk about the top three investments for a music producer.
Yes, top three investments, and it's not what you think.
Gear is not on the list.
Oh,
you got, where'd the sound of it? Sorry. Ray's a little rusty with this
thing. That's it.
If you heard it before we came on, you probably heard some of the sound effects because Ray was getting the rust off.
That's right. We're back.
Yeah, top three investments for a music producer. Gear is not one of them.
That's right.
But you need to invest in order to level up.
That's right.
Which leads us to our next thing.
What?
Actually, not yet. This is Ray. I'm Rome.
Hey, what's
We're
up,
music
y'all?
Producers, entrepreneurs.
That's right.
We find ways to make money so we could continue to do what we love. Hopefully you all will do the same thing.
That's right.
Now it leads me to our next thing. We have a free gift for you all. It is called Industry Standard Productions. 7 ways to level up to get you to a level that you can make a lot more money. So you could be a commodity. Not a commodity. Is it commodity?
Sure. Why not?
whenever like people need you and you're able to charge a lot.
Sure.
Yeah. I could be wrong. I don't need to be the smartest in order to do what I do.
Exactly.
Yeah, ways to level up so you could get your stuff going and be able to rock and roll that way and, you know, be ahead above the rest.
There you go.
So you get more bookings, you get more deals.
That's right.
Make more money. Boom.
Making that money.
Let's do it again.
Making that money.
Just punch to your camera. Yeah, go check it out, fordproducer.com/ISP.
And it's been helping a lot of people, man. Yep,
a lot of people have been
picking
it up.
We get good feedback from it.
So go check it out. Knock it out.
Knock it out.
Do what you got to do.
Mm-hmm.
So we have industry news with Ray.
Y'all, this is crazy.
This is funny.
This is insane. Okay, so have you guys heard Fake Drake?
I didn't until today.
Right, exactly. Actually, me neither. Fake Drake, guys, someone made AI tracks, okay? So the track and the AI up from the voices of The Weeknd and Drake, okay? And I'm just going to read this to you here. The tracks were uploaded to YouTube and TikTok by way of a third-party distributor. The track successfully made its way through the streaming process, streaming services, where it began to rack up streams by the hundreds of thousands. It was subsequently deleted once they found out the platforms deleted it. But
wait, like Spotify and Apple Music deleted it?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And YouTube.
How come?
Well, once they found out that it was fake Drake, fake Weeknd.
Oh, because they just put it up as Drake
that's,
The Weeknd.
That's correct.
But if they would have uploaded as fake Drake now.
That's right.
I bet it would crush.
I bet it would still crush. Exactly.
That's awesome.
And I think it's such a good story because of where we are with technology right now, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Like this AI stuff, I mean, we have no telling where it's going to go.
There's a lot of potential.
I know. That's why it's big news. And it's like, we need to keep our eye on all those things.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. Like, I can't believe that now I want to hear it because I want to hear what, like,
probably good.
It's probably fun, especially because, I mean, The Weeknd doesn't use as much auto-tune as Drake does. On you know, mm-hmm. typically, but I think it would be pretty easy to kind of mimic a Drake. But dude, the whole throat modeling, the whole voice modeling that you have to do—it's
crazy—in
order to get it.
I don't understand how someone could upload straight to his profile.
I don't know. Oh yeah, that's interesting.
There has to be. They have to do something about that. Where it's like, well, we know whoever he signed with, it's like Capital, whatever. Yeah. Or no, he's with, oh, I forgot who he's with. Anyways, that company has to be the only one distributing his music or approved companies before a release.
Exactly.
Someone can't just get a DistroKid and release and it goes on Drake's profile.
Right. So I don't know. That's the part. I just read about this today with the news. I want to do some more research on it because I want to hear it.
Yeah, but if they didn't, so the thing is, I understand a little bit of the idea of like they released it as Drake.
Uh huh.
Because if they would have released it as fake Drake, it's not going to have nearly as much traction, right? Probably.
So now I'm going to go check it out. I want to hear it. I want to hear the vocal. I want to hear the music because everything was done by AI. It's crazy, man.
Let us know if y'all checked it out, what y'all think about it.
Beware.
Is it fire or is it not?
Is Terminator coming to pass? Was that a prophetic movie?
Same thing with The Matrix. It's like the same storyline, just a little different.
That's right, exactly.
Same writer, by the way.
Come on.
Letting y'all know. Yeah, fake Drake doing his thing.
That was just hilarious.
Fake Drake.
That
like,
is just so
he's
funny.
Actually an AI robot now.
Exactly.
That's awesome. What a day and age to be alive.
That's right.
So we have a new segment called Gear Spotlight.
Gear Spotlight!
Where we want to talk about a specific piece of gear.
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of let you all know about it. See if it's something either you have or you want to get.
What you got?
So Yamaha NS10.
Come on!
We're talking about monitors.
Old school. Now, are you talking about the powered newer ones?
I'm talking about the OG bookshelf
the
speaker.
The one that
NS10.
Needs a separate amplifier with it?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Those are the OG ones.
Are they the ones that you have?
I have them.
No.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I've got more modern ones than that, but I would love to have a pair just to do like, you know, different monitor references, but.
That's really, I don't do a lot of mixing on them. I do more referencing on them.
Oh, okay.
To make sure that the mids and stuff are good. That's the whole thing with the NS10s. It's like, it's pretty good with the highs, really good with like the nasty mids.
Yeah,
sound.
Super good. Yeah.
So I don't really mix on. I know people that just. They'll straight up do the entire mix on them, and they got fire mixes.
Yeah, but a lot of them are used, like when they use those, they have some kind of sub or something going on so they can read the bottom.
Yeah, especially now modern music's all subby out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like the NS10. It's going to be, you're going to get it. If you go to get it or you go to buy it, it's mm-hmm. going to be used. They don't make them new. Well, they do make like a CLA 10 now and some other ones.
Here was a big question too. Like, where do you find the proper amplifiers for those NS10s? That's the only reason, quite frankly, Roman, I've never bought those because I didn't want to get the wrong amp or, you know, just cause, you know, I know everyone has their opinion on it. You know, well, you need this type of amp
exactly.
for it to sound right, right? So
exactly.
I didn't want to fool with that. So
I fooled with it and I decided I'm just going to get something. Everyone, you could go on forums for hours about
hours.
People saying you need to have this exact,
which
blah,
I
blah,
did
blah,
for
blah,
a
blah.
While. I was like, forget it. I'm gonna go with Don.
I was
audio.
Like, I'm just gonna do it. Which I recommend y'all to just take the plunge, do it, and figure it out.
Okay. So, what do you recommend?
I don't even know which one I have. It's like a little one strip rack mount. The gain on it is super low because I don't mix loud, especially on the NS10s.
Right.
I don't even know what it is. It's like a. I don't know. It's nothing special.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a clean amplifier that amplifies the speakers to get the signal through.
Nice. Okay.
Yep.
Awesome.
And they've been good. I've been using it for a few years.
Is it like 15 watt, 30 watt? Like
no clue.
Okay.
I just set the level on the gain, and the gain is like low, super low.
Awesome.
I was like, cool.
But I would definitely like to have one for referencing.
Don't overthink the amp, right? Find you something. If you go on forums, you can find probably five off the bat of like listed amps.
Yeah.
Because all the nerds are like, you got to get the exact Yamaha, blah, blah, blah. And you're like, no, you don't.
I'm sure those guys, like, if I find, like, I don't know, what, five or six lists, the top 10 amps you can use.
Yeah, shop around.
And I'm sure, you know, there's some overlap.
Honestly, I'm not a tech person like maybe Jed or someone like that.
Yeah.
But you could use any amplifier.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Like you could go get a QSC, like PA amplifier. Woo! And just run it lower than low.
Yes, Lord.
Or get a low wattage one.
Yes, now you're speaking my language.
Yeah, you know, don't overthink it.
All right.
I've used mine for years, no issues at all.
Yeah, because they aren't that expensive, are they? How much?
NS10s?
Yeah.
You probably find them like $400, $500
a piece.
I haven't checked the price in years. No, for the pair.
Ah, that ain't bad.
Not bad.
Not bad at all.
The whole thing is like people, now we're doing the segment for y'all to understand. They don't sound good.
Right.
That's gonna ruffle a few feathers. Some people, that's subjective.
Yeah.
They don't have the full spectrum where like the subby frequencies are there and it's scooped in the mids.
It doesn't
like,
at all.
It's actually the opposite. It's like a boost in the mids.
Yeah.
So that way, it's great for referencing. That's why people like to reference on it so they can hear what the mids are doing. So.
Interesante.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
that's cool. What I do. I just check them out.
Go ahead.
Mix and mono. Have a little button. Mix and mono on the NS10s. It's a good reference.
Hey, y'all. Roman's putting us on some game.
Put you on some game. Yeah. The NS10s are on, but yeah. I'm not running them a lot.
Gotcha.
But I also have, which we'll talk about another time, a different set of speakers, which we could talk about.
Yeah. I like having two and then my car.
Car, some headphones.
And then the phone.
Yeah.
Headphones.
Just reference.
Come on.
You want to sound good on everything.
That's right.
Awesome game.
Awesome game.
So let's get into the main talk. Top three investments for a music producer, and gear is
top
not one of them.
Three. Boom.
I'll back you up. So the first one we're going to talk about is education.
Education.
You want to rock on that one? We'll kind of just...
Here's the deal. You are responsible for your own music education. You're responsible for your own education, period.
I'll take care of this while you're talking.
That's right. Okay. So one of the best things that you can do for your career, whatever that career actually might be, but, you know, we're talking about music producing here, is to educate yourself. So kind of, so what about the gear? Educate yourself about publishing.
No gear. We didn't talk about gear.
Right.
I'm just kidding.
But we're talking about educating yourself, yeah. Right? Educating yourself on publishing, which is a massive one. Well, I don't care.
Most of the audience probably listening to this is educating themselves. That's why they're tuning in.
Exactly.
We're not that entertaining. We have some good knowledge that'll help you.
Right, exactly. We want to help you level up.
Yeah.
But yeah, all those different areas of the music business, you really, really need to educate yourself on. You know, listen to podcasts like this one. You know, do
what about
some
go to like Full Sail. What is your thoughts on doing that?
Because
that's education. You pay for your education to go out there.
It is, and it's
a necessity.
I mean, someone's going to have to teach you something. Like, I don't think you can learn everything there is to know
right
from YouTube, right? Or just by listening. At some point, you're going to have to put your hands on some gear and actually start working it.
Mm-hmm.
So in that case, it'd probably be beneficial. The catch is it's expensive. It's super expensive. So,
yeah.
I mean, but quite frankly, I mean, mid-sized churches right now have some really good gear. If you do go to church, I mean, some people do, or, you know, whatever.
You can still go to church even if you're not going to church now.
Right, that's true. But, you know.
They'll probably pay you because that's a thing that they need is sound.
That's right. They have
people.
Tons of gear there. You can learn from their guys. You can get super hands-on at churches and all that kind of thing. So, but education is just massive. I cannot stress enough. Just investing in yourself and in the education of what you want to do and what you love to do is so important.
And with you're talking about like getting your hands on stuff, investing into like an internship where you're investing time, not necessarily money.
Right.
Put in the work, put in the time and the effort. Same way you're investing time if you are grinding it out at home.
That's right.
If you are surfing YouTube. And the key thing too is like what you're talking about with you're not going to get everything off of YouTube.
Right.
Or say a Full Sail.
Right.
It's going to be different, but the difference is if you are investing in education into a product, say like a course, you are not needing to ask the questions like you would on YouTube. How do you tweak an EQ?
Right.
Because on YouTube, you have to ask the questions, but if you're taking a proper course, you don't even know some of the questions that need to be covered that course is going to help you cover.
Correct.
So people that have gone through it, they'll know like, well, you're talking about an EQ, whereas your preamp wasn't dialed in before, but you didn't know that. You're thinking it was an EQ thing.
Right.
But if you would have taken this course or learned from wherever, Full Sail or whatever, then you would have known.
For sure.
So it's kind of a fast track education.
Right. And also, a lot of the online courses nowadays, and I know I don't want to give too much away about what we're planning, but they have calls that you can jump on and actually add, do live questions and answer, and get your answers from a, high level professional.
That's huge. And community side of it too.
And the community
side. We're leaking a little bit, but having people in there that have done it, and they'll help you and be like, oh yeah, I did the same thing last week and it's actually not this, it's actually this.
Exactly.
Or you're
right.
Going through this and this is the way to solve that issue.
Community is huge. Growing in community is huge.
Yep. Education's big.
Big. Boom.
Boom. Next one we have is marketing and promotion. I'll kind of kick it off with this.
Go for it.
A lot of people know about Facebook ads, Google ads, stuff like that. But there's other ways to market and promote your stuff where you can invest into it. Let's say you have a commercial studio, you can invest into a sign, you can invest into mailers, you can invest to whatever.
Yeah.
Different stuff like that. If you do get into Google ads and Facebook ads and you don't know what you're doing, you're not investing into yourself, you're throwing money away.
That's right.
So get someone that knows what they're doing if you are going to go that route and invest into it.
I'm so glad we started with number one, education, because this educating yourself about marketing is massive. Mm-hmm. I mean, and you're right, the Facebook ads, all those, because that could literally change your business. Mm-hmm. If you know how to do those ads or get with people that know how to do those ads that can help you direct those dollars, mm-hmm. it could be a complete game changer for your business mm-hmm. as a music producer, as a music entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm. We're talking specifically investing money into it, but also with marketing and promotion, it's going to take time along the same lines of like educating yourself about it.
Mm-hmm.
Or even it may take time. Maybe you have a call list of people that have contacted your studio or contacted you for work that you have to just follow up and put the time into it.
Right.
And you're technically marketing.
Right.
You're technically promoting. And there's ways to do it too, like with education. You don't want to be like a sticky car salesman.
Right.
Really, I mean, people come and they hire you because they want results. They believe you could get those results.
Mm-hmm.
And either they're a good fit or they're not. And if you're able to market that way and promote yourself that way and say, this is what I do, this is my end product.
Yep.
If it's a fit for you, cool. If not, I'm not going to try to have to overly persuade you on something. If it's not a good fit,
right.
It's not a good fit. It is what it is.
There you go.
Used car salesmen, they just want you to get that money and
they don't care.
Get you in a little lemon.
Right.
Proper way to do it is not worrying about that.
There you go.
Yeah, marketing and promotion, like Ray said, that could do a lot.
Mm-hmm.
There's other ways to do it too, like affiliate
mm-hmm.
or what is it, influencer marketing.
Yep.
That's kind of an easy way to do it as long as you vet the people that you're giving money to influence.
Mm-hmm.
Which that could be like, there's plenty of social accounts that are about like music and stuff like that if you're a producer.
And didn't you do some affiliate marketing?
I did for a different business.
Okay. Oh, okay.
It worked all right.
Because affiliate in this case, if Amazon, all those types of things.
I was thinking influencer marketing, but affiliate.
Oh, okay. Yeah, got it. But affiliates, you can help sell gear mm-hmm. on... all those types of things. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's some really good ways to market and promote your stuff and then mm-hmm. start making money from that.
Or I think I was a little bit, I got it confused with like affiliate and influencer.
Uh-huh.
Because you could even set up an agreement with someone saying, hey, if you refer people to me, I'll give you a cut.
Absolutely.
And maybe it could be someone downtown.
That's a great marketing idea.
They do promoting.
Yep.
Like, hey,
hey man, call this guy.
You promote rock and roll music. That's what I'm great at.
Yeah.
If you promote someone, if you refer someone to me, I'll give you XYZ cut.
There you go. That's a great idea.
Some game, Ray.
That's some game
screaming.
Right there. Screaming game.
So the next one we have is collaboration and networking. I'll let you kick it off.
Stop. Collaborate and listen.
Every time.
Collaboration is at its core, it's marketing,
mm-hmm.
To a certain degree. But it's not only that, collaborating with people I like to say 1 + 1 when you're collaborating should equal 2, 1 + 1 should equal 10.
Right.
Like it could really exponentially.
Is that the Bible you're preaching at us now without preaching?
That ain't the Bible.
I thought it was 1 puts 1,000, 2 puts 10,000.
Oh yeah, well, maybe. Yeah.
Oh, you weren't preaching the Bible, but you were. But you weren't. But
I'm
you
doing
were,
some Rayisms.
Rayism based off of biblical principles.
Exactly. But yeah, collaborations can not only help you on the marketing side and expand your business, but you'll learn a ton.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, you know, something that, you know, someone that you're working with, that's why I love songwriting with different people, because you gain so much more, you know, when it's two of you and you're really coming up with different, because you'll an idea will come up, something that you never would have thought of by yourself. Mm-hmm. You go, oh my gosh, that's so brilliant. That's one of the things I love about collaboration.
Mm-hmm.
Is that you don't get what, you know, just your own ideas. You get someone else's, and it's way better than what you could have ever thought of.
10x is it?
10x.
Yeah, I think a practical way.
It's a multiplier.
A multiplier. The daily double. I don't know.
Exactly.
I think a practical way with like collaborating.
Yeah.
Is now we live in the internet day and age.
Yeah.
Let's say you reached out to someone that you really like and admire, and you're like, hey, blah 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 blah. You chop it up with them, and you're like, yeah, maybe we could collaborate. And you may have to fly out there.
Yep.
You may have to wine and dine them a little bit. Maybe not so much wine, you know, keep it right. Holy. But maybe you have to dine them a little bit. Maybe that's you have it. To, you know, put a little money behind it so that you could make this collaboration Boom. Work out.
Yeah, and like, you know, let's say, you know, we're, you know, a lot of our folks that are listening are producers. Let's say you have this sick beat, and you can find a person that can do a top line for you. Like, there's no telling what
What's a top line, Ray?
Top line is just the melody and lyrics on top of it, on top of a beat. So that's why they call it top lining. So like,
but they're not necessarily performing it, they're writing it.
They're writing it, but yeah, most of the top liners can actually sing it. You know what I mean? So that's how, you know.
I'm just dissecting the levels to the game for people.
There you go. Right, for sure. But most of them can actually write it and sing it. In fact, you'll just send them the track. Mm-hmm. They'll write and sing it and then send it back to you, and then y'all can post it, and then that's a collaboration.
So you got to put some money behind chopping that thing around.
Chop it, chop it.
Put
yeah.
some time into it.
Yeah.
So also networking.
Networking and collaboration kind of the same, and that is a huge deal.
Mm-hmm. I just think of like conferences.
Yep.
Or going to places that you know people that are like-minded individuals are going to be at.
Yeah. And then y'all, and this is one of the things that I try to work on almost every day. I mean, I can't do it every day, but like me going like downtown and going – you know, going where the music is.
Mm-hmm.
And finding, like, listening to artists, listening to songs, going, like, if you're in Nashville, they have writers rounds, you know what I mean, and just find people that are like-minded, that are super talented, and you can do some collaborations with. Mm-hmm. or even networking.
Mm-hmm.
So just being around music, where music is being performed, is a huge place to network.
Yeah, and I think also we live in a digital age.
Digital.
You could put some money into having someone help you, or a virtual assistant to help you reach out to people.
Yep.
And actually authentically have a human DM them, or be on their comments, or be you know, looking out and seeing what they're doing.
Yeah.
Because that's networking. You're getting your name out there, and you're actually adding value to someone and saying, hey, this is awesome. Your music's great. I like when you went to that G major there because blah, blah, blah. And it's authentic. And then
now you get in a theory.
Yeah. Come down the road, you could probably say something like, hey, I have this beat or whatever. I have this thing. Can you check it out and give me some honest feedback on it? You know, and you get the ball rolling with that. That's another level for y'all, though, to hire a VA to do that sort of stuff.
There you go.
I mean, for the time being, you could just do it yourself as well. You can invest some time into it.
Right.
But it's an investment.
Boom.
Beneficial.
There you go.
But yeah, that's what we got for y'all. Education, marketing and promotion, collaboration and networking. Those no gear was on this list, right? Look at
that. That's right. Those three alone could level up your production, level up your business like you wouldn't believe.
If you take it seriously, you know, we talk about business owners.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not a business owner, it's going to be harder for you to understand investing.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it comes naturally to some people.
That's a great point.
But you're going to invest into your education, invest into your marketing, invest into your networking and all that.
Because knowing what your return is going to be,
mm-hmm.
is super key to that investment. So if you know, hey, if I invest this, even if it's just time, like you were saying, like mm-hmm. interning somewhere, I know if I invest this and what I'm going to learn is going to 10x me.
Yep.
That's just, or you know, like I heard one consultant say to a company, I'm going to save you the dumb tax.
Exactly.
Right? Like, you know, just kind of you figuring out, or you can get with someone to help you.
A little mentorship.
Exactly.
Little
that can help you skip all that. It can help you skip steps when you have the right mentor or the right program.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So.
Yep. What could have cost you $100,000 may only cost you a fraction of that because you have the right people connected to.
Exactly. And the time you'll save.
And business expenses are different when they fall apart as opposed to your personal expense.
That's right.
We're not tax professionals, but.
I just did my taxes and my business expenses helped me.
It helps you, yeah.
A lot.
Yep. Business expenses are huge. Consult your tax professional. We
Please.
Are not professionals.
We're
we
not
were just,
professionals.
We're just talking from the hip right now. Don't come after us. But yeah, we're just trying to help y'all. 10 top investments to invest in yourself. They level up your whole everything. Speaking of level up, go check out forwardproducer.com/ISP, industry standard production.
Go for it.
There's a standard in the industry, and if you want to be high level, you got to produce those standards or come up with those standards.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We're glad to be back.
That's right.
In the hot seats, talking.
We're back like we never left.
Like we never left.
I don't know what that means. Anyway.
It's just a little catchy thing people say probably. But yeah, thank you all for tuning in. If you could do us a huge favor, like, share,
subscribe.
Comment, subscribe, rate, give us some feedback, interact. If you're a hater, I'm going to my camera. If you're a hater, give us some comments because it's going to help our algorithm.
Tell us why you hate us.
Go, yeah, let us know why.
Let us know.
Actually, tell your friends about why they should hate us. You know, I'm not calling on haters, but if you have some hate and you have something to say about us.
Hate is going to hate. I need to stop singing. We might get flagged.
You are. You just got to sing on the right key, though.
That was right key.
Was it?
I don't know.
The melody was right.
Woo!
Woo! You get flagged for a woo, not for anything else.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, thank you all for tuning in.
Thanks, guys.
We appreciate y'all. We'll see you next time. Peace out.
Peace.
I can remember when I was young, was told there's no limit to what I can be.